morning after the night before. What a strange night it was. In the middle of the session, creative response, where there's a number of people on stage discussing how to, well, exactly what it says on the tin, really, how to creatively respond. So, artistic artivism, activism, and using your art and your creativity to channel your, I guess, anger and frustrations at irresponsible governments and such like. It was really interesting to hear all the ideas and things that had been undertaken by a number of very creative and super brave people. The Yes Men, for example, doing some incredible projects. And in the Q&A, it was brought to the room's attention that a large number of refugees, 7,500 first mentioned, were now on the road to Graz, Austria, where we were sitting, and what was the creative response of the room. And I think it was kind of a hypothetical question. Thomas, the person who actually posed it, I don't think he really expected everybody to kick into gear. Some get very frustrated and angry that stuff wasn't being done immediately. What can you do immediately? I'm guessing that, from what I saw from my own experiences at Calais, people going out of their way to do stuff often resulted in chaos and not coordinating with existing support and assistance and the government systems, which you know, are paid in many ways with taxpayers' money to deal with all of this, so that we can help our fellow human beings. And for me, it was both fascinating, concerning, and a little bit frustrating to be a part of the situation. But all of that pales into comparison to what the people on the road must have felt. And my frustrations only came from the fact that I'm an ignorant Englishman who doesn't speak German, so that when I would say 80% of the room did decide maybe they won't watch the film because they can watch it anytime that was being played afterwards, they were going to get on and do something now. It was frustrating moving around each group and it only really being in German and asking for people to translate what's going on, anything I can help. I inputted what I could, where I could, and ended up doing stuff in the digital channels to assist, and then finding out what exactly was happening. And the situation did change very quickly as those that had organised outside of the room had got buses and cars, and people in the room had actually gone and got cars to go and assist some refugees with the 50 kilometer walk. That's about 10 hours, isn't it? 30 miles at 3 miles an hour to the local camp in what was a cold night. It's the following morning now, and it's cold now, and really cold on my hands, and I dread to think what the night was like for them sleeping out. Out of the 7,500 people, it appeared that shelter had been found for the large majority of them. And then and transport was on the way for the large majority, and for those that were still walking, food was being taken. And that was amazing to see. That was the social conscience of the people of Austria is really something to be inspired by, and the assistance that comes from the government on the whole may be limited, but the assistance that has been coming from the people here, and has continued. Let's forget that, you know, last night, let's not forget that last night was not an isolated affair. This is happening continuously. This has been happening in the previous weeks, and this will be happening, oh, who knows for how long to come. So we are so isolated from this, other than the occasional news report in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain, because of the naturally occurring border, which is the Channel. And it is kind of amazing to not experience firsthand, because I haven't been walking with the refugees, but to hear how just this massive movement is flowing of disparate people. And how people are just seeing them as people. And yes, there's many, many people who are going to be here in Graz seeing this group as a threat through, you know, whatever programming they've had throughout their life, their fears that a fellow human being in need is a danger to their own resources. Well, let's not forget how we have been exploiting the resources on an imperialistic level around the world with our empires, and that maybe it's time we start giving some of it back. So it was inspiring to see some very big hearts doing some very big things. And when I actually finally got to bed about 2 a.m, it appeared that there was a really good, effective response underway. And now the Elevate Festival continues. There will be people going around to the camp today and meeting and greeting, and at the very least showing solidarity, a word I haven't used for many years, and the last couple of days I have used it more than once. So currently walking through a beautiful park with statues and trees all orange and yellow and a smattering of green, walking to the next venue, which is called Spectral. I have it somewhere on my phone, and I'm due to talk and hopefully equip and enable some of the people in the room with potential technological tools, which it's a very hard crowd here, because they are, and many of them don't want their behaviour to be changed through the awareness, through using the tools that they're more than aware of. It's just archiving data and spying on their every move. There's a very strong feeling for that here, and yet their behaviour has already been changed in some ways, from abstaining from communicating and coordinating. Much of the information last night that I managed to gather was coming through people chatting on Twitter, and that, and being able to just translate a lot of the German tweets using the Twitter app, is something I just couldn't do on my own. I see this tool as just that, a tool. And yes, there are, I guess, personal dangers to your, well, whatever privacy you might feel like you have. So I'm just going to share the way that I use this technology and hope that people can cherry pick the bits that they feel comfortable doing. That's as much as I can do.